Anti-Semitic Pink Floyd rocker Roger Waters endorses Venezuelan dictator in sham election. By Christian K. Caruso on July 26, 2024. Far-left British musician and co-founder of Pink Floyd Roger Waters called for Venezuelans to vote for socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro in Sunday's upcoming sham presidential election. Waters, known for his anti-Semitism and support for the jihadist terrorist organization Hamas, has openly expressed approval of the authoritarian socialist in Venezuela regime for many years, going as far as to dedicate songs to Maduro and the ruling socialists. Most notably, Waters stood against the efforts of international countries and organizations that attempted to deliver humanitarian aid into Venezuela in 2019, at a time when the Maduro regime continuously blocked and condemned foreign aid. Waters' latest expression of support for the Venezuelan socialists came in the form of a social media video published on Thursday. The video was published days before the upcoming July 28 sham presidential election, in which Maduro will compete against several hand-picked rivals, including 74-year-old former diplomat Edmundo González, the only legitimate opposition candidate allowed to be on the ballot. In the roughly two-minute-long video, Waters calls González an old bloke and a sock puppet for Maria Corina Machado, who he described as another snake in the grass. Machado is the former lawmaker and the leader of Venezuela's only mainstream center-right party, Vant Venezuela. Despite being the opposition's front-runner candidate, the socialist regime banned Machado from running in the election and for any public office. Waters also accused González of being a representative of the government of the United States of America. Waters, before urging Venezuelans to vote for Maduro, claimed that the socialist Maduro regime and its Bolivarian revolution, which has led to the collapse of Venezuela and caused the worst migrant crisis in Latin America's recent history, is difficult, but that it is succeeding. Okay, the reason I'm sending you this message today is to get you to vote for Maduro, President Maduro, in the election on the 28th of July. Why? Because Venezuela belongs to you, the people of Venezuela. Not to Chevron Corporation, which is who Machado wants to do the deal with, to give your country away, Waters said. Well, the needs of the people transcend international borders. So, speaking to you from a bit further north, as one of the people, make absolutely certain that you get out and vote. Vote, vote, vote on the 28th of July, he continued. Do not sell out Venezuela on the basis of the Monroe Doctrine to the United States of America. Keep it for you, for the people of Venezuela, for my brothers and sisters. Power to the people. In 2020, Waters publicly called Venezuelans to vote in that year's sham legislative elections that resulted in the Maduro regime seizing control of the nation's parliament, the last remaining democratically elected institution in the country. Maduro thanked Waters for his deep and continued support by gifting him a cuatro guitar instrument signed by Maduro in 2019. Waters has also met with Maduro regime officials in the past, including in an encounter he had with top Maduro regime official Jorge Arreaza in New York in 2019. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.